So in this exhortation for today, it's one that I've done before, yet the one I've done before was a couple of years ago, and as I was going through this, I thought, I've done this before, because it sounds familiar. And it was done at the same time of year, because I think we were watching the hockey playoffs. So this is a hockey analogy, and thank you for introducing that, Herb, because I think you've got them all at Philippians 3 already, which is my main scripture for this exhortation. For hockey fans, this is the season of the NHL playoffs. And in this exhortation, I have a scripture related to the prize of accomplishment. If you're at Philippians 3, let's look at 13 and 14. It says there, the Apostle Paul is writing, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." Now, in ice hockey, we all know that we've watched it and we've realized that in today's ice hockey, it's a very, very, very fast-paced, highly emotional sport. Now, due to the speed of the game, the players need to keep their eyes open and their reaction time fast. However, it isn't enough just to have a quick, in-the-moment reaction time. Hockey players also need to learn to think ahead, anticipating where the puck will possibly end up in the next split moment. Now, we think of hockey. There's probably many different names that come to mind when it comes to the word of legends. But in my mind, I think of legends. I immediately come up with the name Wayne Gretzky, because this particular player seemed to be able to look ahead. His approach to the game offers a peek into the reason why he had this amazing success in the game of hockey. Wayne Gretzky actually says that it was his forward thinking that brought him much of his success on the ice. He says, quote, "I skate to where I feel the puck is going to be, not to where it has been." He was a person that anticipated. He was a playmaker, okay, in his day. He understood this crucial strategy in this fast-paced sport. His mind was always thinking forward. You can't determine the course of action based on where the puck has been, was his idea. You need to intentionally and accurately anticipate where the puck is going next in order to have triumph in this game. Winning in hockey and also at life necessitates forward thinking. Now, as Christians, let's give it a thought here for a moment, how that plugs in. As Christians, we need to have this same sort of strategy, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to that which is still ahead. We cannot idle our brains in the past, either with exalting the good times or the glory days of gone by, or by wallowing in a disappointment over what didn't transpire the way we wanted it to. But we can learn from the past. I'm not saying not to do that. Learn from the past. But you know, we can't change the past. So, learn and move on has to be a key. And a hockey player does that too. Keeping our eyes fixed firmly on Christ and this future that's yet to come. That's the key. Now, it's like what the Apostle Paul states there in Philippians 3. He says, brothers and sisters, I don't consider myself to have actually taken hold of it. So, he didn't have a hold of the kingdom of God. He was anticipating it, wasn't he? But one thing he says, I do. He forgets what's behind and he reaches forward to what is ahead. I pursue as my goal the promised prize, this high calling of Jesus Christ. Paul's goal wasn't to get the puck in the net. No, it wasn't. It was not to remain in the past. Don't dwell on that, he says. Don't fix our minds on the yesterdays or even the yesteryears. Past achievements are all well and good, and past mistakes definitely are for our learning. For the mistakes we make, seek God's forgiveness and move ahead in pursuit of God's eternal call and the crown of righteousness that has been laid up for each one of us. There's a song I remember from my days as a teenager, and the song was called Move Straight Ahead and Stop Looking Back. The gospel message of the coming kingdom changes the view we had in the past. And you know what? It also changes us. God promises that in Christ we can become something better than what we have been. Let's focus on the promise of what is ahead and less on the have been that is in the past. You know, there's enough to life itself, considering what it is that's right in front of us. To keep looking at what's behind can be detrimental. How about if you're driving your car and you're looking in your rearview mirror for 10 minutes? You wouldn't be driving for very long.
And you're trying to live soul.
All right. The focus, brethren, is what's ahead into the future that God has prepared for us. You know what Proverbs 4, don't turn there, but I'm going to quote Proverbs 4:25. It states, let your eyes look forward. Fix your gaze straight ahead. We all have to keep our focus on the goal of eternal life in God's kingdom. That is yet still ahead of us, which requires steady movement forward and holding fast until the final horn sounds, or it's what we understand to be the seventh trumpet. Until that sounds, which will bring all of us up in something that we greatly anticipate, that first resurrection. The Stanley Cup is another physical accomplishment, and it's an amazing feat all by itself. These things will be insignificant in comparison to this next phase that we're anticipating, that will be ushered in by the return of Christ here on planet Earth. Brethren, our game is the battle between eternal life and eternal death. That's the battle. The question God wants answered from each one of us: how important is that to you? How important is that to me? This is a game we cannot, and I'll say that again, this is a game that we cannot afford to lose. So let's pull out all the stops that prevent us from reaching that incredible goal, remembering what Paul wrote to us there in Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14.